Hi, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with Jesus Walk, Beginning the Journey. This is Lesson 7, the Holy Spirit, the Power of God's Presence. The Holy Spirit is probably the least understood person of the Godhead or Trinity. But when you became a Christ follower, you had already experienced His work. I am referring to the Holy Spirit as a He, because Jesus talked about Him as a person, not just as an impersonal force. We are going to spend some time talking about Him, because as you understand the dynamic of the Spirit in your life, you will be better able to cooperate with His working in you. The word Spirit comes from the word for breath or wind, unseen but powerful. The Holy Spirit's work began in you even before you committed your life to Christ. Jesus told His disciples of the Holy Spirit, John 16:8, "When He comes, He will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment." In Greek, the language the New Testament was originally written in, the same word can be translated convict and convince. The Spirit both convinced you that Jesus was the way and convicted or made you aware of and ashamed of your sins. Likewise, when you tell someone about Christ, you can't talk them into becoming a Christian. That's the Holy Spirit's responsibility. Instead, relax, trust God, love that person with all your heart, and say what God puts into your mind. Bringing people to faith in Christ is the Holy Spirit's work. You are the assistant, not the other way around. Jesus said to Nicodemus, a religious leader who was trying to understand Jesus' teaching, John 3, 5-7, "I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again." Some people imagine that being a Christian is primarily believing certain truths and propositions. Truth and faith are involved, of course. But truth itself is not the spark of life, the breath of life. When the Holy Spirit comes into a person, He imparts the life of God and changes the person. Doesn't Jesus live in a person's heart? Yes, it is the Spirit of Jesus that lives in you. A Spirit of Christ is the same as the Spirit of God, the same as the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is sent by Jesus from the Father to dwell in a person. There is no conflict. The Holy Spirit is God, working in full cooperation with the Father and Son. It's not important to determine exactly whether the Holy Spirit or Jesus is doing something. Just realize that each has his own particular area of ministry. Christians have struggled to understand this mystery of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. How can they be one and still be three persons? This is the Trinity or Triunity we mentioned in Lesson 6. They are all equally God, but in some way they act as different persons. I know that sounds strange, but that is the clear teaching of the Bible. The point I am trying to make is that the Holy Spirit in a person makes the difference between being religious but spiritually dead and being spiritually alive. The Spirit brings spiritual life. The life of God is a gift, not something a person can achieve through believing it so. In Lesson 3, we talked about resisting temptation. The Holy Spirit plays an important role here, too. Galatians 5:16-18 says, "Live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so you don't do what you want. But if you were led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." Living, or literally walking, by the Spirit is the key. It isn't focusing on the sins that plague us and resisting them toe to toe. Rather, it is yielding ourselves to the Spirit and asking Him for help to resist. If we focus on the temptation, we are likely to fall. But if we turn our focus to the Spirit, we will be able to stand firm. Well, not only does the Holy Spirit bring the spark of spiritual life to you, He also works in you to make you more like Jesus. Let me read Galatians 5:22-23. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. A tree produces fruit if it is well watered and healthy. If the tree is sickly, the blossoms will be few and the fruit shriveled. The Holy Spirit works within you to build Christ's character qualities in you. As you yield to the Holy Spirit, your character gradually changes. Don't be disappointed if this doesn't happen overnight. Yes, some lifestyle changes will take place quickly and dramatically, but our basic character is different. It is the product of many years of attitudes and decisions. As we mentioned in Lesson 5 on love, our character before Christ is primarily centered on self-interest, not love. That is, love for God and love for others. But the Holy Spirit works with us to chip away at the old nature and replace it with the fruit or product of the Spirit's activity, beginning with love. Here is an aspect of the Holy Spirit that is exciting: the gifts of the Spirit, powerful spiritual equipment to carry out Christ's mission. Notice the difference. The fruit of the Spirit is the character of Christ formed in us. The gifts of the Spirit are the spiritual equipment for mission. Both are important. One without the other produces an impotent Christian. God has so wired each of us that each of us has talents, abilities, passions, and special spiritual empowerments that help God's work. Let me read 1 Corinthians 12:4-7. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. Let's look briefly at a few of the gifts that the Holy Spirit bestows, though the list below is by no means complete. Teaching is a gift of the Spirit to communicate God's truths effectively. Pastoring is a gift that enables a person to lead and care for God's people. Evangelism is a gift that helps a person communicate the gospel effectively and win people to Christ. This is beyond simple witnessing, which we are all expected to do, but a special gift. Music and artistic skills are spiritual gifts to be used for God, too. Service is a spiritual gift. We are all called to serve, but some have the special spiritual gift of assisting another person in God's work, filling in behind the scenes. Mercy, that is, an extraordinary empathy for others, is a special gift used by God, often by those who have a healing ministry. Encouragement, or exhortation, is a gift that God uses to call others to their best in the Lord. We may look at these as natural gifts, but they are not just ordinary. They are empowered spiritually. The Bible also talks about some gifts that we would classify as supernatural. Gifts of healing and miracles, prophecy and a word of knowledge, for example. Through powerful gifts of the Holy Spirit, lives have been changed. Churches have been renewed. Nations have been transformed. It is hard to underestimate the power of God working through a spiritually gifted individual who is in tune with the Holy Spirit. The primary lists of spiritual gifts are found in 1 Corinthians 12, Romans 12, 4-8, and 1 Peter 4, 7-11. Various people have counted the spiritual gifts mentioned in the Bible and come up with numbers like 9, 19, 27, etc. But I think that though the categories of gifts may be limited, the expression of those gifts are as infinite and unique as there are people. A better term might be gift mix, since God mixes our spiritual gift or gifts with the personalities and passions He gave us. One of your tasks as a new Christ follower is to begin to discover the spiritual gifts that God has given to you, and then use these for God. But be patient. It might take a while to get a good idea of how God has gifted you. Try different kinds of ministries and see what you do best at. You will be most effective in the areas where you have a spiritual gift. You will find that other believers will confirm your ministry in certain areas. You are also likely to find great joy and fulfillment in the areas where you have a spiritual gift. Sometimes taking a spiritual gifts inventory will help you identify areas. Ask your pastor about this. When you discover the areas where you have the strongest spiritual gifts, concentrate your time and efforts there for greatest effectiveness for Christ's kingdom. We are so used to living in the natural world that is ruled by physical laws that God has set in place that it is hard for us to lift our faith beyond them. But realize that the Holy Spirit is God living inside of you. Because that is true, nothing is impossible. Nothing. To Jeremiah, God says, "I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me?" The angel Gabriel says to Mary, "For nothing is impossible with God." Jesus said, "What is impossible with men is possible with God." Jesus said, "I tell you the truth. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." When you are walking with a portable radio, sometimes you have to adjust the antenna and retune the station to get the best signal. In the same way, learn to walk with the Holy Spirit, constantly seeking to stay attuned to His voice. Galatians 5:25, "If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit." We believers have an immense privilege to have God live within our bodies by His Spirit and to be able to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. These are more than words. They are a reality. So I encourage you to press into God, get to know Him, learn how His Spirit works. There is absolutely no limit to what God can do with a person who loves Him and seeks Him. Let's pray. Lord, my faith is often too small. Break open my faith so that I might see You clearly and learn to trust Your Holy Spirit to work through me powerfully. Form Jesus in me, I pray, as I seek to walk by the Spirit. In His name I pray. Amen.